السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمدللہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام, ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اور سسٹرز آف دا مدرسہ اینڈ آل لسننگ اوور ریسیورز, اٹ از اللہ تعالیٰ's فضل اینڈ احسان دیٹ وی ہیو ونس اگین گیدرڈ فار دا ریممبرنس آف اللہ تعالیٰ. اے مسلمز لائف مسٹ بی ریممبرنس آف اللہ تعالیٰ 24 اوورز آف دا ڈے. اونلی وائل شی از فاسٹ اسلیپ, at that time he's got no control over his mind, over his actions, over his dreams. So we are not going to blame the person for what he does in his dream. But the person who is sensible, the person who has got intelligence, the person who is not mad, the person who is not insane, or the person who is not a child, then they are all mukallaf. 24 hours of the day, the person has to be in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And I've explained this many times, that 24 hours of the day remembrance does not mean that 24 hours you take tasbih and sit down. 24 hours of the day remembrance means that our life must be conducted in the manner pleasing to our Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our business life, our home life, our political life, our cultural life, our travels, our dealings with people, everything must be in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah. That is what it means, 24 hours of the day, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Any action that a person undertakes, any action, that action, now my mind is going on to something else, any action that the person undertakes, now that action must have a knowledge behind it first. Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned this, that any action that the person undertakes, first of all there's knowledge behind that action. A person knows, first he has to know about that action. Then there has to be a will to undertake that action. There has to be a will to undertake that action. Then the third thing is that the person has the will to undertake the action, but he must also have the strength and the courage to undertake that action. So three things are required. Any action. First of all, the person has a knowledge of that action. In fact, so much so that if a person wants to, say for example, commit suicide also, so first he has to know the ways of committing suicide. That he must tie a rope around his neck and go and hang himself on the tree. So that is some kind of knowledge that he has, how to commit suicide. Or put the gun to his head and pull the trigger. Or he must go and put himself on the railway line and let the train run over him. Now all these type of things Allah Ta'ala protect us from, but it is some kind of knowledge. So even that which is not halal, which is not permissible, there too there's some kind of knowledge that comes first. So if that is the case with those kind of things, then what about deen? Knowledge will come first. First there has to be knowledge of an action. There must be knowledge of the action. Before the action is undertaken, there will be some knowledge. We have come here, for example, now we say it's a zikr program. So now there's some knowledge of this action that we are going to undertake, of going and participating in a zikr program, that what it is all about. Why do we participate? What does it give to the soul? So there is knowledge which will come first. Knowledge will come first. So there has to be knowledge. whether it is namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, if the person doesn't have the correct knowledge, then he will do it incorrectly. But there must be knowledge first. So before any action, there has to be first knowledge. Knowledge is conditional. Irrespective of what the person is doing, whether he's doing right or wrong, but the thing is that there's some kind of knowledge that he has, whether it's correct knowledge or incorrect knowledge. So we are told to first have correct knowledge of whatever we are doing. So first there will be knowledge. Without going into any details. Then after the knowledge, there has to be a will to undertake that action. The person got the knowledge of Salat. But now he has to have the will to undertake that action of Salat. The person knows in the month of Ramadan that fasting is abstinence from food, drink and carnal passions from dawn to sunset. Now that became knowledge. But if he doesn't have the will to fast, he's not going to fast. With all the knowledge in the world, he is not going to fast. All the muftis of the world and all the muhaddithin of the world also, if they come and talk to him, he is not going to fast. Because he's got the knowledge, but he doesn't have the will to undertake that action. So first of all, there has to be knowledge. So whether that knowledge is correct knowledge, incorrect knowledge, but there is some knowledge. As I said, that the person has to have the knowledge, even if he wants to commit suicide or anything. So now after this knowledge, if there's no will to undertake that action, then he's not going to undertake that action. You can speak as much as you like, the person can speak from now till Qiyamah about the virtues, but if he hasn't got the will, then he is not going to undertake that action. So first will come knowledge, after that will become the will to undertake that action according to that knowledge. A person, for example, he has got the knowledge, and he's got the will also. He's got the knowledge too and he's got the will too. But he doesn't have the courage and the strength to undertake that action. Then too he will not be able to undertake that action. Now he's got knowledge also and he's got the will also. He wants to do something. But he doesn't have the strength. He's weak. The person has the knowledge that this sweet, this chocolate, this biryani, all these things are very delicious. He has got the knowledge. And he's got the will also. He really wants to eat all those things. But he is on tubes in the hospital. He's connected to all those tubes. And he's on oxygen mask. Is above his nose. Now at that time, he's got the knowledge and he's got the will. But he cannot eat that biryani, he cannot eat those foods that he wants to eat because he doesn't have the strength to eat that. So in the same way, the action also, whether it is of zikr, of tilawat, of ibadat, now the person sometimes has the knowledge and he has the will also. But he doesn't have the strength to undertake that action. He doesn't have the courage to undertake that action. So then too, he's not going to be able to undertake it. So the purpose of ibadat, the purpose of ibadat is the purification of the soul and get it connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, get the heart connected with Allah ta'ala. To keep the soul free from what we may term as diseases of the spiritual kind. That is the purpose of all the zikr, tilawat and nafil salats and hajj and umrahs and all the things that we make. It is to keep the soul free from spiritual diseases. Spiritual diseases. Diseases of the heart, of the spiritual kind. It is to keep it free from that. And to keep it healthy. And to keep it alive. So that it may get this connection with Allah Ta'ala. So that it may get the best of dunya and akhirat. So that this person will enjoy the ni'mats of Jannat in the Akhirah. And the greatest ni'mat in Jannat is the sight of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the whole ibadat, everything is boiling down to one thing, that the person wants to enter Jannat in the Akhirah to get the didar of Allah Ta'ala. Then everything else in Jannat, the hoors of Jannat, the gardens of Jannat, the palaces of Jannat, the rivers of Jannat, the fountains of Jannat, and everything else that Allah Ta'ala has got in Jannat, that is a bonus. But the greatest ni'mat is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's didar wa sight. So now this person cannot attain his objective. He just cannot attain this objective until he has the love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. How else can he get this objective? He's desirous now. He's got the will. He's got the knowledge. He's got the will. And he's desirous of getting this connection. So he cannot attain this objective until he has got the love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. How else can he go to Jannat unless he's got the love of Allah Ta'ala? And he's got the love of Jannat, love of Akhirat. And he cannot get that love of Allah Ta'ala until he does not remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. How else is he going to get that love of Allah Ta'ala? Without remembering Allah Ta'ala in abundance, he's not going to get the love of Allah Ta'ala. There has to be a remembrance in abundance. Now this remembrance in abundance also cannot come until the person does not free his heart from worldly worries and anxieties. From worldly worries and anxieties until he does not free his heart. He cannot get that love of Allah Ta'ala and that remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And always remember that there are two things. One is ikhtiyari, one is ghair ikhtiyari. Hazrat Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, this is nisf of deen. That one is the difficulties, the trials, the hardships, the anxieties, the worries which come without the person's own doings, without his own sins causing those worries and anxieties and problems, or without his own actions bringing about those anxieties and problems. One is that. And the other one is that the person is having the anxieties and worries and problems of this world. One is without doing those things, and the other one is by doing those things. But he is purposely bringing upon himself all those worries, anxieties and problems because of his actions. So this akhtiyari, that means voluntarily, he is bringing it upon himself. And the other one is that it is coming without ikhtiyar, that it wasn't his doing, it wasn't his sins, or it wasn't his actions. It was a decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to test this person, to put him through a trial, to see how strong his iman and yaqeen is, and to separate him from those who are children, to separate, as we say, the men from the boys. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put him through those tests. So those anxieties and worries and problems will not bring about any deficiency in his love for Allah Ta'ala and in this connection with Allah Ta'ala and in this abundant remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, it will sometimes increase that remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, because those worries and those anxieties and those problems brought him to the door of Allah Ta'ala and made him ask and beg even more. So there will be no problem in that kind of connection. Of anxieties. But I am talking about those anxieties, those worries and those problems which a person brings upon himself because of his excessive greed for worldly wealth and his excessive greed for temptations. He wants to fall for those temptations. He's got such greed and so much of lust and so much of passion, so much of evil desires are overpowering him. And his enjoyment is in those pleasures and those evil, in the fulfillment of those evil desires. So when he is going to indulge in those evil desires will now bring restlessness in his life. It will bring anxieties, it will bring problems. And not only problems of the worldly kind, but even spiritual problems. Or both, not only spiritual kind, but even worldly problems. And now that will make his life restless, and he will not have the time now to make abundant remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Because now his mind will be occupied all the time in those worldly anxieties and worries. So the person had knowledge, he had the will to undertake that action, but he did not have the courage and the strength to undertake that action. So because of that now, he is not able to get off the ground. He will remain there like speck of dust because he doesn't have the courage and the strength to undertake that action. But if he builds up that willpower and he uses that strength that Allah Ta'ala has given him, Allah Ta'ala has given everybody courage and strength. Like many people, they will say, we can't run. We just don't have the strength to run. But take them to a zoo. And after that, say that there was an announcement made that one lion escaped from the cage. and it is roaming around somewhere in the zoo, and then see how even the people with sticks, how they run from the bent people to how they run. So there is strength, but we don't make use of that strength. Allah Ta'ala has given courage to us to remain away from sins. So we cannot get this remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala until our hearts are free from those worldly passions and from the worldly anxieties, worries, which have been brought upon ourselves by our own actions and deeds. The one which has come involuntarily, that will not cause any kind of problem in this person's life. So this abundant remembrance, it builds up that love of Allah Ta'ala. Now the person is remembering Allah Ta'ala. When he's getting up, he's reading the Masnoon Dua. When he's sleeping, he's reading the Masnoon Dua. When he's walking out of the masjid, when he's entering the masjid, when he's drinking water, when he's eating, after eating. Look at the different occasions that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made duas, and he taught the ummah those duas. What is that for? It is so that this 24-hour remembrance remains in the life of a Muslim. And when he's going to get this kind of love in his heart, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it easy for this person to remain away from those sins and from evil actions and deeds. And Allah ta'ala will make it easy for this person to do all those things that are pleasing to him. Because love has come now into the heart. That fear is there and it is required. But we should not just look at fear all the time. That fear was just there as a restraining force. That if the person just cannot seem to get love of Allah ta'ala, then at least fear his azab, his punishment. But a Muslim, he looks at the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala, the bounties of Allah ta'ala, the unlimited bounties of Allah ta'ala upon him, day and night, sight, hearing, speech, heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, bladder, wealth, home, shelter, so many ni'mats, the air that we breathe in, the oxygen, everything free, sunlight free. So when he looks at the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, then it builds up that love of Allah Ta'ala, that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. And out of the love of Allah Ta'ala, when the person is going to do something, then it will take him very, very far. And then it will bring him that jannat in the akhirat, inshallah. And that is where then he will see Allah Ta'ala. So where he set out from, and what was his goal and objective, now he got it through knowledge, through will, through courage to undertake that action. And he developed the love of Allah Ta'ala. He stayed away from worldly anxieties and worries. Again, we must understand that lots of people, pious, righteous, God-fearing ones, great walis of Allah Ta'ala, they've got a lot of anxieties and worries too. But their anxieties and worries are of a different kind. It is of the akhirat. It is that my Allah must not become displeased with me. Laakh aaye musibat to parwa nahi. लाख टूटे सितम उसका शिकवा नहीं लाख आए मुसीबत तो परवाह नहीं लाख टूटे सितम उसका शिकवा नहीं चाहे बदले जमाना नहीं उसका गम चाहे बदले जमाना नहीं उसका गम आप बदले तो अपना ठिकाना नहीं आप बदले तो अपना ठिकाना नहीं हाँ से हो अल्लाह नो मैटर व्हाट काइंड ऑफ डिफिकल्टीज ट्रायल्स हार्डशिप्स एंड प्रॉब्लम्स कम अपॉन मी इट इज ऑफ नो कंसर्न टू मी The Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, this was their life. No matter what kind of tests and trials came. Chahe badle zamana nahi uska gham. Aap badle to apna tikana nahi. Oh Allah, if only you turn away your glance of maghfirat and rahmat and mercy, then I will face nothing but destruction. That was their main concern. And whose poetry is this? A person who accepted Islam, a Hindu who accepted Islam. And after he accepted Islam, he had to go through a lot of problems in his life. The whole family turned against him. He was put through endless amount of torture and tests. He was a poet also. Then he read this poetry in a very large gathering in Delhi. And I heard it with my own ears. and it brought people to tears that this is the person that is reciting it. And what did he say after that? I wish I can recall it. Lakh aaye musibat parwa nahi, lakh toote sitam uska shikwa nahi, chahe badle zamana nahi uska gham, aap badle to apna thikana nahi. Koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki. Ha, a non-Muslim coming into Islam, going through all the tests and trials, and he says, oh Allah, I am not concerned what those tests and trials are. I am not worried about the torture. I am not worried about all the suffering. You must not become displeased with me. And then he says, koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki, ya tadapta rahega yuhi umr bhar. Koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki, ya tadapta rahega yuhi umr bhar. Maine mana khataon ka putla hu main, maine mana khataon ka putla hu main, apni nazron se lekin girana nahi, apni nazron se lekin girana nahi. Ha, isse maine mana khataon ka putla hu main, بس کوئی منزل بھی ہے اس گنہگار کی یا تڑپتا رہوں گا یوں ہی عمر بھر. Oh Allah, is there some destination, some station which I will finally reach, or will I have to suffer like this all my life? Although I'm not complaining, he says, but will this remain? And he says, I acknowledge, oh my Allah, my person is coming into Islam, going through all the trials, all the hardships, all the difficulties for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And he's still saying that, oh Allah, I acknowledge that indeed I am an epitome of sins. Gunaho ka putla hu main. If you look at my life, it's nothing but filled with sins. Maine mana khataon ka putla hu main. Apni nazron se lekin girana nahi. But oh my Allah, don't drop me from your sight. From your sight of mercy, don't drop me. So this is the purpose of the Zikrullah Majalis. It is to develop that love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. The more we are going to take the name of Allah Ta'ala, the more it will come onto our tongues, the more it will enter into our hearts. The more we are going to take the name of Allah Ta'ala, the more it's going to come into our hearts. And then when the true love of Allah Ta'ala will come, then we are going to stop complaining about the environment and about the difficulties of practicing upon Islam and Sharia and the Quran and Sunnah, all that will stop. Then we will look forward to it like a hungry person is in search of food, and how he looks forward to eating and drinking. The person who's thirsty, how he's looking forward to drink. In the same way, this person will now look forward to ibadat, zikr, tilawat. But for everything, there is a quantity that we have to reach. The person says that if you got love of Allah Ta'ala, then you get Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat and blessings and jannat and everything. So say, now alhamdulillah, I got a lot of love of Allah Ta'ala. So there must be some test, there must be some proof of that love. So there has to be some quantity that is reached. The person who is very thirsty says, well, water is something that quenches thirst. So it's true, the statement is very true that water quenches thirst. The person who is hungry, they say food will satisfy his hunger. So the statement is very true that food will satisfy hunger. But now he says, well, food will satisfy hunger, so bring 3 grains of rice and give it to him. Will it satisfy hunger? That is food, 3 grains of rice. Or 1 teaspoon of water, bring and give it to him and say it will satisfy your thirst. So behind every word also there is a haqiqat. 1 liter of milk does not make a dairy, and 1 loaf of bread does not make a bakery, and 1 piece of chop does not make a butchery. If you go to a butchery and he says, well, we're going to buy meat at the butchery. So he says, I've got a lot of, this is a butchery. Yes, what do you want? He says, no, I want mutton, this, that. He says, I've got 1 piece of chop. So what would you say? So in the same way, there's a haqiqat behind everything. Zikrullah also, there is a haqiqat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. What I was intending to read and where we ended up, nevertheless, whatever Allah ta'ala wills, that is the best. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai ali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aath pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Allah. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein, deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein, deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Waqt yuhi bekar guzara, umr yuhi ghaflat mein gawai. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein, deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Waqt yuhi bekar guzara, umr yuhi ghaflat mein gawai. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا, کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا, کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. O Allah, in your entire creation, I am the greatest sinner on earth. Which sin is there that I have not committed? We should look into our own lives. From the time we became of age up till now, just one flashback and see what we haven't done. Which sin we haven't committed. Major, major sins in our lives. Kaun si maine ki na burai. So instead of pointing fingers at everybody, you are sinful, you are sinful, you are sinful. Let us look at our own selves, how sinful we are. Allah Ta'ala will ask us about our sins on the day of Qiyamah. With muhabbat, with shafqat, with love, with compassion, with kindness, with humility, invite others also towards piety and taqwa. But don't forget ourselves. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. We are forgetting ourselves these days. Too much of our gaze is on others.
خلقوں میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ
Oh Allah, save me from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. From the mischief of nafs and shaitan, we are asking Allah Ta'ala for protection. Nafs is what made shaitan also shaitan. And we are prepared to fight everyone in the world, but we don't want to fight our nafs. All our anger is directed at wife, children, neighbors, friends, clients, husbands. All our anger, target of our anger. But nafs and shaitan, we do not want to target them. All those words that we use, I mentioned in one majlis, that all that words that we use, I will kick you and I will boot you and I will shoot you and I will murder you and I will slaughter you and all those kind of words that we use it against nafs and shaitan. So we are seeking protection in Allah, especially in these holidays which are coming now. The holiday time is full of fitnat. Everywhere there is nothing but fitnas. And to pass our time, we will go to those spots and to those places and to those areas of fitnas. We purposely go there to pass time. And then when we get caught in those fitnas and makes our lives restless and full of anxieties and worries and problems, then we blame shaitan for it. Hansi aati hai mujhe hazrat-e insaan par, guna karta hai, khud lanat bhejta hai shaitan par. Shaitan also laughs at us. Why go to those areas? We know that there's temptation there. There's so many other ways of passing time. And where does a Muslim and a believer have time to pass and waste? So he's saying, Sun mere nale, sun mere nale, oh my beloved Allah, listen to my pleas, listen to my pleas. Listen to the sighs, the deep sigh of my heart, my Allah. I have been overpowered by nafs and shaitan. Listen to this sigh of mine, this crying of mine, this plea of mine. I'm seeking protection. Apna bana le, apna bana le. Make me yours, my beloved Allah. Make me yours. If Allah Ta'ala is ours, then everything is ours. If Allah Ta'ala is not ours, nothing is ours. Nothing is ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi she nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri.
Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho, Allah, Allah. Lete baithe, chalte phirte, aat pehar ho, Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Deedaye dil mein tujhko basalu, sab se hatalu apni nazar mein. Deedaye dil mein tujhko basalu, sab se hatalu apni nazar mein. Tera hi jalwa pesh nazar ho, jaun kahin main dekhun jidhar main. Tera tasawwur aisa jamalu, qalb mein misle naqsh-e-hajar mein. Tera tasawwur aisa jamalu, قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں
My beloved Allah, the way your name must be engraved on my heart, like how you do engraving on a stone. Bhul sakuta umr na tujhko chahu bulana khud bhi agar main. If due to the overpowering of shaitan and dominance of nafs and shaitan, even if I want to forget you, due to the excessive passions and temptations, even if I want to forget you, Ya Allah, it must be such that I cannot forget you. The way your remembrance must be in my heart, then the moment something comes in front of me, I immediately think of you. You are watching. You are knowing. You are all powerful, you are almighty, you are omnipotent, omnipresent. You have qudrat over all things. You can shake up the ground beneath my feet this very moment. You can paralyze me this very moment. You can make me deaf and dumb and blind this very moment if you unleash your anger. So immediately we think of that and we restrain ourselves. If we cannot think of the love of Allah, if we cannot think of all the ni'mats of Allah, whereas in reality we must think at that time that, Ya Allah, whose bounties am I now using for this disobedience of yours? My heart is desirous to see that pretty woman that's walking naked on the beach. At that time, whose bounty am I going to use to see that? The great ni'mat of sight I'm going to use for your disobedience, my Allah. So therefore, restrain me, protect me, save me. And the person, for firru ila Allah, he runs towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then see Allah ta'ala, he gives sweetness of iman into that person's heart.
Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho, Allah Allah. लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह 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 Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Allah 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne, pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne, uske naam ki gungate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah illallah 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 illallah
illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyathal Mustaghithin, Ya Rahimal Masakin, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, most tolerant Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most caring Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. We are your most sinful servants on the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, we are acknowledging every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. No action of ours was hidden from your sight. Ya Allah, nothing was hidden from your sight. We were fooling ourselves if we thought that no one was watching us. Ya Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then when we were committing sins. You could have brought humiliation, disgrace, suffering upon us. You could have brought embarrassment upon us. But how loving you are. How forgiving you are. My beloved Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. Shelter above our heads and still pouring your bounties 24 hours of the day and night. My beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum mujrim aur khatakar hai. Ya Allah, we are sinful slaves of yours, but we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. You dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, you are the only one who is prepared to accept us. Who else will accept people like us with dirty, filthy hearts? There is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy because of our sins, then we will face destruction in this world and in the akhirah. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We are extending our begging bowls before you. You dearly love those who extend this begging bowl before you. Ya Allah, we are not seeking from human beings. We are seeking from you. Your treasures of forgiveness are unlimited. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, man has made computer chips. Millions of pieces of information are recorded on those chips. But just one press of the delete button and no information is left on that chip. My Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Hamare gunahon ke upar delete button daba. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks, they blow up huge mountains. Ya Allah, blow away the mountains of our sins. Change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are between your two fingers, you can turn it in whichever direction you wish. Ya Allah, turn it into the direction of your itaat and obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are living in times of fitnas, my beloved Allah. Fitnas from our right and left, fitnas from in front of us and behind us. Fitnas pouring from the satellites above us and fitnas beneath us. Ya Allah, the cables that run underground, bringing so much of haram and filth into our homes via the television screens. My beloved Allah, we are living in a vicious world. Who is there to protect us, my beloved Allah, besides you? Nafs o shaitan ke hamle se hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. There is no one to protect us besides you. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Nafs and shaitan are your creation, Ya Allah. It is not difficult for you to suppress them for us. Ya Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Our hearts have become filled with worldly desires and passions, evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, greed and passions and desires have engulfed our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Fill our hearts with the noor of iman. Fill our hearts with the light of yaqeen. Light up our hearts, my beloved Allah, with ibadat, with tilawat, with zikr, with hajj and umrahs, with charities, with consideration and kindness and compassion and love and mercy and affection for your creation. Ya Allah, compassion for the poor, for the needy, for the destitute, for the orphans, for the widows. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are sick and ailing. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are amongst us or in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or wherever they may be, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of mankind around the world. Remove the conditions of drought and famine and AIDS and all other kinds of sicknesses and diseases. My beloved Allah, change the condition of people around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayat and make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. For those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will continue with the suppression and oppression and tyranny upon the Muslim Ummah. My beloved Allah, then remove them from the surface of the earth. Ya Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. Make their lives restless. Ya Allah, give them some taste of their own doings. My beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Assist and help the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, change the condition of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to do those things pleasing to you. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, the holiday period and season is around. Once again, the fitnas are going to trap so many. Ya Allah, the different kinds of webs and shaitani nets will be spread out to trap us. My beloved Allah, we are seeking protection. Ya Allah, distance us from all the haram places. Mere Allah, hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our homes will give us barakat. Our businesses will give us barakat. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Bless us all with good health, spiritual and physical. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of evil passions and desires, of envy, of jealousy. My beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? We haven't left any corner for your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But by Allah, tonight we are extending this begging bowls and begging of you to change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove the difficulty. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils and wine and women, my beloved Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the himmat, the courage and the tawfiq to remove from the homes and from the lives of everything that is bringing about corruption in the lives of their children. My beloved Allah, make us all nek and pious and righteous. Hum sab ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Hum sab ko Allah wala bana de. My beloved Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in every bounty and ni'mat that you have blessed us with. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, don't turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from us because of our sins. Ha, my Allah, my beloved Allah. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who are in the planning to go for Hajj, make their Hajj extremely easy. Make it maqbool and mabroor. My beloved Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid-e-Aqsa, protect our Masajid, Madaris, Khanqas, the work of Dawat and Tabligh, and all other Dini institutions. My beloved Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya and the best of akhir. We have to die one day. There is no question of living in this world forever and ever. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, casino. Ha, in these holidays, my beloved Allah, where the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to be? When he is informed of where the ummah is, how much of pain and suffering it is going to cause. When he who cried for us, when he who shed his blood for us, when he who sacrificed everything for us, who was ostracized for 3 solid years in Shaab ibn Abi Talib, where the time had come when they had to chew leather and to chew leaves of trees for survival. He who was stoned in Taif so much that his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. He who stands whole night in prayer until his feet swell. He when he goes into sajda, intestines of animals are placed on his back. He who is stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. His teeth are shattered. By Allah, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried, the ummat for whom you shed so much of your blood, the ummat for whom you stood whole night, that ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, adultery, fornication, drugs. Ha, my Allah, don't let us be the cause of pain and injury for my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us do such actions and deeds that it is a cause of happiness and joy for my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My beloved Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain from all fitnas. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Our eyes are going to shut forever and ever. Our tongues are going to stop wagging forever and ever. Our hands are going to be able to touch no more, feet walk no more. We will be moved backwards and forwards. Water of Mayyat is going to be poured above our bodies. Before that time comes, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Let us put the garment of Taqwa above our bodies, above our hearts, before the garment of Kafan is put above our bodies. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships, problems and suffering of his ummah around the globe. Ya Allah, all which he asked for us, all the goodness that he begged for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives, our children, our family members and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who have raised their hands this part of the night. My beloved Allah, there are so many students who have written examinations. Ya Allah, bless them with success in their examination. Make them assets for our communities. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of all the desires and wishes. Whatever wish and desire is in accordance with Sharia, fulfill those wishes and desires. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with pious, righteous, compatible marriage partners. Ya Allah, fulfill all the good wishes, the good desires, and the good aspirations, and all the difficulties, hardships, and problems whosoever is suffering from. Ya Allah, you are well aware. Remove those difficulties, hardships, and problems. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله